for your Alley C today.
Wants to make sure everybody knows he's in charge, and sadly the people in New Zealand are grappling with the aftermath of a deadly earthquake once again. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. Big shout out to all of our friends listening in other places outside of the U.S., including in the U.K. and Australia. People in New Zealand as well, we feel for you, absolutely, and a lot of help is on the way after this 6.3 magnitude quake. I've said it over and over and over again as somebody who lived briefly in California. When you live in an area where you know there's always that outside chance of an earthquake, there are no definite warnings, sadly. There's no alarm that can sound, that can get you out of there quick enough, because it just happens and you don't have those signs. So the people that now we know have died, it's at 65, but quickly they believe, I just got a text message, quickly they believe that number is going to rise because they're digging through, let's face it, buildings that have crumbled and some other areas where maybe they find somebody who is still alive, but now so much time has passed. You never know. You can always hope for that, certainly. And like I said, you absolutely feel for the people who have, been through this again in this city. 6 months. 6-5 months. It's Christchurch, so it's the second time in looking at many of the photos. We'll post them on our website so you can get a sense of what it's like there. The debris, just, you know, crushed cars, buildings cut in half, falling right into the street. Awful, awful stuff. Things that you've seen before from earthquakes, but to have two within that short span, that's a lot to, that's a lot to deal with. And you could tell that the Prime Minister, John Key, was pretty choked up, as you would imagine, in talking about what's happened. Just, you know, hundreds of dazed, screaming and crying people who wander through the streets with the sirens blaring throughout the city because they're dragging bodies out. They're finding people that they've now lost, and you've got flooding to deal with too. And boy, the streets are not only a wreck with the debris, but also with the fact that you've got this flooding too. And there are people that might be trapped. I mean, hopefully, as I said, maybe they're able to get some of them out. The quake was located, the epicenter, in the worst possible location for the people of that city, right in the middle of the city. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the epicenter 3 miles from the city, the depth 2.5 miles. So that's where it hit. Remember, Christchurch last time around was this time around was hit by hundreds of aftershocks. And this is after, remember, what was the last quake in September? 7.1. That was terrible what happened. I mean, just awful. So you had shops, people that were buzzing around. There were so many people. This is a city of almost 500,000 people. Awful. Thoughts and prayers. We'll try to get you as much information from that area that we possibly could bring you. All right, the other thing I mentioned was what's happening in the Middle East. Now it is Libya. Ground zero for protesters, burning of buildings in Tripoli. Muammar Gaddafi, the longest ruler in an Arab ruler in the Middle East, saying that he's not going anywhere, and reports that he had fled to Venezuela were exaggerated. So in the meantime, you have lots of people throwing in their two cents from that country and elsewhere about the situation in Libya. Here's Ibrahim Debashi with his take.
It is a real genocide, whether it is in the eastern cities of Libya or whether what is going now in Tripoli. The information that we are receiving from the people in Tripoli is the regime is killing whoever go out to the streets. I think he's hiding somewhere. But anyway, I am sure that the Libyan people will get him anyway. He has to leave the country. Otherwise, the Libyan people will kill him or get rid of him.
Yeah, so you can tell that there are strong warnings. The people are just going to, he's got to leave because the people are saying they're not going to back down and shoot your bullets at us, but we're going to keep on coming. And so far, they are doing that. The people are continuing to push to try to push him out of the way. So I think this could happen. There's a great chance of it. If they don't back down, it's just like the situation in Egypt. Eventually, they'll wear down Gaddafi because he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want any chance of that there's some kind of a collapse, even with guards around him and whatnot, that he might be exposed and somebody gets to him. And he wants to, what do you think he wants to do? He wants to run off with the loot. This is what happens. Get the loot and let's get out of here. Get whatever we can. Let's leave. Let's make sure that we don't go down. Grab all of the money. Grab all the paintings. Grab anything we can and let's leave. Let's get out of here. I'm going to turn my attention quickly here at the top to sports for a second. You know, we're coming just a couple of weeks off of the Super Bowl. And heading into the Super Bowl, there were a lot of stories done, and recently there have been a lot of stories done, and part of it is because of this collective bargaining problems between the NFL and the players' union, and the 18-game scenario doesn't sit well with a lot of the players, and 18 is what the owners want. Part of the reason is because of the wear and tear on the body. And ultimately, what can happen to quarterbacks, et cetera, when they're banged around. Chris Nowinski talked about at one point, how it's almost Russian roulette when you're talking about what can happen to the brain by how often these guys get knocked around. You think of Troy Aikman, who won't even confirm how many concussions he's had. But anyway, here's what he had to say about dementia and brain injuries.
Football players are at a very high risk because they take, studies show, about 1,000 hits to the head each fall. 10 or 20 years later, you start getting symptoms like memory problems and emotional problems, and they eventually lead to dementia.
And part of this came about because they're talking about the death of Dave Duerson, his suicide, and he's a four-time Pro Bowl safety, who committed suicide Thursday by shooting himself in the chest. He sent some text messages to family asking that his brain be examined for chronic traumatic problems, and it's a condition linked to more than a dozen deceased NFL players. Wow. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, raise your hand if you don't know what Facebook is. I have those special America Tonight glasses where I can see hands being raised across America and beyond. I don't see anybody raising their hand. How can you not know what Facebook is? Even Betty White, for God's sake, knows what Facebook is, as it kind of put her on the map last year and got her Saturday Night Live gig. Facebook has been good for some people in a lot of ways and has been very tricky for others. And it's unbelievable sometimes what people will post on their Facebook pages. I know of some divorce lawyers who have won cases because their client's spouse, when they were supposed to be with kids and doing other things, had pictures on their wall where they were smoking pots or drinking a bunch of martinis or hanging out with some guy or whatever. But they got busted, in other words. See, it's not always the guy. They got busted because they posted pictures of themselves doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing at the time. They were supposed to be with their child. And this happened in two different cases, and I'm sure there are a ton of others out there. We all know the story about Natalie Monroe and the fact that she pretty much called out her students. And I thought what she said had a lot of merit to it. Unfortunately, the parents kind of turned on her, and so did some of the students. She ended up getting suspended, and of course we're talking about a Bucks County teacher, and she's not the only one. There have been some other teachers that have had problems with this, too. There's a Western Pennsylvania high school teacher who's been suspended for 30 days without pay because she appeared in a photograph someone else posted on Facebook that included a stripper at a bridal shower. My pal Tom Gulley, who has his Tom Gulley radio show / podcast, knows a lot about this Natalie Monroe situation, as he posted a response to that pretty much, or threw his thoughts out there on a Facebook page supporting this teacher, and got some crazy blowback from some students that you heard on this show last week. We played you some of those comments from one of the parents. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. First, let's rewind this. They know what I'm talking about, the listeners do, because we've played some of the stuff from the woman that you talked to on the phone. You were leaving a message about her son posting something calling you a pedophile on a Facebook page that was supporting this teacher.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I figured, why not call the parent, just let them know what's happening. And then the parent posted the same thing, and you heard the crazy call. And subsequently, I've gotten, 300-400 messages of various kinds from students at Central Bucks East High School. That particular accusation has been made a couple of dozen times. I contacted the school, thinking they would take an interest. Their attitude was basically, you don't live here, so too bad.
Really? That's what they said? You don't live here, so too bad, we don't care?
The guy said, Abe Lukabaugh, he's the principal, he said, I don't know who you are, where you reside, or what your affiliation with Central Bucks School District is. Are you the parent of a child in the district? My database does not mention your name. Are you an employee? If you're neither of those things, you need to contact your local law enforcement.
Wow.
I was thinking, a school, that'd be the first place that would want to know about this and handle it through the parents. He's saying call the police. If I was a administrator of a school, I wouldn't want the police call.
No.
But, that's what he wants, book, chapter, and verse. So,
what did you do? Did you call the police, or are you just dropping it?
No, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I mean, if they don't want anything done about it, I've posted over 100 incidences of various hate speech and profanity and everything else, and clearly it's not a problem. I can see why Ms. Monroe posted what she posted. These kids don't feel like there's going to be any repercussions to what they're doing. They can post anything they want. As you know, that particular allegation carries with it a stain that you really can't wash away, and having
right.
it on the Internet, unacceptable. So I did a podcast about it, as you heard. I did a blog. Still doesn't seem to be getting any attention in Bucks County.
Yeah, that's very strange to me. I don't understand why they're turning a deaf ear, if you will, on this. First of all, what she was saying, like you mentioned, rings true, I believe, in what's now happened with you, because these kids are just, this is part of the problem of the Wild West of the Internet, and now Facebook, throwing, like you said, something out like pedophile. Well, somebody sees your name and they see that. They don't know. They don't know that it's some kid. They might not even know that. They just see that. They read that. They pick it up. And who knows where it goes from there. You have to do something about it. You can't just let it linger out there.
Well, that, and it's almost worse if it's from a kid. I mean,
yeah.
That particular allegation, I can see the principal's point regarding, hey, I don't have any binding authority to, you still have the authority to issue a general, hey, kids, don't be doing this sort of thing. It's not good for you. It's not good for your parents. It's not good for the school. I know a million ways it could have been addressed, but to tell someone who's bringing a problem of this severity into the hundreds of examples to your attention, hey, sorry, you don't live here, shows a staggering naivete and lack of being informed about the Internet, in addition to the fact this guy says, I don't have any access to Facebook. Principal of a high school in this day and age going, can't help you if it's on Facebook, is amazing to me.
Yeah, no kidding. And I want to tell everybody, too, they could go to, if they go to the rulesofstupid.blogspot.com, right, they can
if they just go to the TomGullyShow.com, that's where everything is at. That's where the podcast, that's where this woman who amazingly said, I didn't call you a pedophile, I just said it was pedophile-like behavior. The parent, this is a parent in that community that is coming online and leading the charge in front of these kids. It's amazing to me. Wouldn't any parent just want a simple phone call? Hey, this is what's going on. You handle it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm thinking back, Tom, you and I didn't have Facebook when we were these kids' ages. But can you imagine if your family had gotten that phone call? What do you think would have happened to you?
Well, actually, the same thing. There's been one or two parents that I've gotten a hold of that have completely gone, That's wrong. We will handle it. Sorry that this happened. They were very apologetic. And that's what would have happened in my family. It would have been, let me see what's going on here. Confirm that what you're saying is true. And then if it's true, my kid's in a world of trouble. You would think, given what happened to Natalie Monroe, that these kids would have a living, breathing example of watch what you put on the internet. But
yeah, boy, no kidding. I agree with you. Natalie Monroe, what do you think should happen with Natalie Monroe?
Well, you know, I think that personally for me, it's a free speech issue on her part. She should be allowed to blog about her experiences without naming a kid specifically. As I understand it, she didn't name herself specifically in her blog. Some people have said that she was doing it at school. I don't know, you know, if that's the case or not. And I guess that's a whole nother subject. But as far as her right to express herself that way, I don't think teachers should be kept from saying things that are true and, bothersome to them about their children that they teach. And in this case, I think there is ample evidence, by the way, I've been treated, to indicate that she had a gripe.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Tom, by the way, I think that, because I'm all about the free speech thing, too, but unfortunately, I think we're going to see more twisted things like this happen on Facebook and other social networking sites, don't you?
I do, and I think with this day and age of students signing codes of conduct and contracts of behavior, parents and schools have to say, you know what, this is an extension of the world we live in. It's not only outside school, it's in a larger sense of the world than the mall that maybe you and I, Kate, used to hang out in. And they have to really say, look, what you do here reflects back on you, your parents, and the school, whether you think it does or not.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's a lesson that I think they have to learn, because I'll tell you what, especially somebody goes off and they start to apply for colleges, they start to try to get into certain careers. I'm telling you, people, whether it's fair or not, people comb through everything when they're looking for certain people to fill positions. And there's so many kids that are out of work. There's so many really good young kids that could take some of these positions. You could lose a job opportunity, I believe, that way.
I think you're right, and it works both ways. You know, these accusations that they make can do the same thing to the other person.
Yeah, I agree with you. Interesting stuff. Always fun to chat with you, my friend. TomGullyShow.com. Check it out. It's a wild story, and we've painted some broad strokes here. We talked about it last week. Where do you think this should all go? Tom, thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, coming up round the bend, you want to hang with us here on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For you. Check this out. In Minnesota, have they lost their minds in Minnesota? It must be the snow. They have brain freeze. That's what I think. So check this out. I'm going to set this up correctly for you, okay? I'm going to tell you a real story. In New York, think about it, our biggest city, Manhattan, New York, all the people squeezed on the little island with the big, tall buildings. If you're a smoker, which I'm not a smoker, but hey, I get the fact that I can appreciate the fact that that might be a vice that some people have. And if you smoke, you cannot smoke in Central Park or any of the park areas. And I started to think about it as I've definitely pounded the pavement in that city. Boy, it'd get pretty tough. So what are you going to crowd the pavement with people that are just shoulder to shoulder trying to hurry up and smoke those cigarettes in the middle of the city? Because if you look at Central Park, that cuts through a lot of areas. You cannot have a cigarette on one of the park benches there. I think it's kind of crazy, not just in Central Park, but any of the little parks. So in Boston, they're trying to do the same thing. And in Minnesota, they're set to ban smoking anywhere on county grounds, even if you are sitting in a car smoking a cigarette. They're going to not allow you to do that. it's already banned in government, in the government center there in Minneapolis. But if these new proposals get the stamp of approval, smokers may be liable for fines on pavements outside and in the cars parked on the so-called county grounds. See, and what they're saying is the board chairman says, a guy named Mike Opat, I don't know who he is, but I'll call him dummy number one for now. He says the new ban would tackle an ugly, this is a quote, an ugly and disgusting habit that visits itself on everybody else. I don't smoke. I don't smoke. I don't want anyone blowing smoke in my face. But I got to say, you have to give smokers their rights because it's a slippery slope. And so even if you want people to quit smoking, even if you don't like smoking, you know, listen, it's only going to be worse because what's going to happen is the areas are going to be so confined. It's going to be so confined where you can smoke that ultimately it'll affect all of us worse. I'll tell you, you know how you know this? I'll give you a couple of good examples. Two places that I've been, Raleigh Durham, they have a smoking lounge in the little airport there. It's a cute little airport. Man, I'm telling you, when you go by it, I think it's like you've just smoked two cartons of cigarettes when you just walk by it. You just walk by the door and the door opens for 2 seconds. In Miami, they have a similar thing, and it's kind of in this atrium deal where you can smoke. And I'm telling you, it looks like those old smoke ender things where they had people who put the cigarette butts in a jar, and sometimes they'd still be smoking, and it looked like you had smoke in a jar. But just picture people just crammed in there smoking. Same thing. You open the door, and it takes your breath away. And it's right in the middle of the airport, too. So in Minneapolis, what they're saying is, look, we're not trying to punish anyone. It's just to create a healthy environment. Well, of course, what they're doing is saying, we don't like smoking. None of us are smokers. We think it's a filthy habit. It's dirty. And it's probably not good for your health. So we're going to take it upon ourselves to say, you're not smoking here. And if you're smoking in your car, I don't care if you put it out in the ashtray, you're in trouble here. Because we're going to come after you in Minneapolis. So I ask you, fair or foul? And I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say foul. I'm a non-smoker. It's pretty heavy-handed. It's pretty heavy-handed. So I don't get it. And I think the more that you do that, then the more you'll have blowback where people can say other things. And before you know it, I am not kidding you. When I say that slippery slope thing, you'll just have this crazy list. Just picture this. Picture this filled with silly, and this is for people that are looking at me right now in chat, filled with silly, stupid things that you can't do. Oh, we don't want people in their ski boots to walk across the street when they've just skied down the mountain because that could be dangerous, what they could do to the road as they come across, or we don't want this to happen. You know, you get what I'm saying. I mean, I can make up a zillion things, some of them that make sense, some of them that are stupid. It's ridiculous, and shame on the county commissioners who are going after this, because they're creating, I think, something that could be a little bit worse. So you can't smoke anywhere on the county grounds, even if they walk across the street and they're on the sidewalk. What if people are going to just, you know, they're going to get a little fan, be there in the restroom, smoking as fast as they can, and then just putting it out in a little tray and putting it in their bag or their purse or whatever they have to do. Nicotine is one of the hardest things to kick, I understand. So if you're in the middle of this, if you're working here and you're in the middle of this, boy, they're not giving you a lot of time to play catch up here. They're not giving you a lot of time at all. I got another fair or foul for you. This was something I read the other day, and I had to double check on it, but it's being considered, seriously being considered. Pot. How lethal is pot? That can be a tricky question, right? When I think of pot, I think of somebody smoking a joint. I think of different reactions, how somebody would be impaired, or that they would people swear they get the creative gene. Other people become wolves because they're starving, so they eat anything in sight. Other people get hysterical. Their minds expand. They laugh at ridiculous things, whatever it might be. So they're saying in Colorado, in Denver, because of the epidemic of people smoking dope and driving, they're trying to make it a DUI of pot, driving under the influence of marijuana. Boom, you're nailed. How do you gauge that? Officer pulls up. Are you impaired? Was it pot or was it booze? No. Okay. How much dope did you smoke? I mean, how do you determine that? On what is the scale there, in other words? That one might be pretty difficult. That could be very difficult, I think. But there is some support for it. People say, well, for people that drink, or just even have a few drinks, pulling us over and then saying that we're under the influence, is it any different than somebody smoking pot? Do you think the two are different? And I know I'm opening myself up for a lot of different emails, mostly emails I bet I'm going to get on this, on the subject. Which is more lethal, marijuana or alcohol? Which is deadly? Which is definitely risky to others on the road if you're doing it? Some people say, listen, it's not fair. If you want to say XYZ, however many drinks blow into this, what's the lethal amount? How unfair is that if people are going out and they're smoking pot and then they're getting in their cars and they're driving? What I'd like to see, and I couldn't get this. I tried to get it. I might be able to get my hands on some of these statistics, but what are the statistics for the people that have smoked pot that are driving that have caused accidents? What do you think those statistics are compared to the alcohol statistics? And even if we went state by state, I'm going to just guarantee you that the alcohol statistics are much higher than the marijuana statistics. It's very interesting about pot. Here you have on one side so many people who are trying to do things like the DUI pot scenario in Denver, and then you have the marijuana, beyond medical marijuana, legalizing marijuana, that issue coming up constantly in California and some other states, the idea of legalizing pot. I'll tell you, you get a big clue about this when you talk to that wide swath of people. And I don't think in my lifetime, I don't think that we will ever see pot legalized. I don't think so. And on this show, we've had all sides of this. We've talked to people in the rehab business who think it's a gateway drug. We've talked to police officers who believe if marijuana was legalized, it would help the police departments lessen the burden. They could focus on other things. They wouldn't have to pick up people for, little bags of pot that they're busting now in some cases. And also, they believe many of the law enforcement types that I've talked to believe if you legalized marijuana, that would help at the border and some of the situations with the drug cartels. I don't know about that, because you got to think of the meth and you got to think about some of the other things that are coming over through those tunnels. Coming up on the flip side, we're actually going to check the mail and take some calls. Stay with us.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Turn.
hit ground, Blue Star says in chat here on America Tonight, we're talking about the marijuana issue and the fact that they're trying to make it a DUI in Denver. Blue Star, some great comments. Thanks. We appreciate it. Blue Star says a study of patients in a shock trauma unit who had been in traffic accidents revealed that 15% of those who had been driving a car or motorcycle had been smoking marijuana. Another 17% had both THC and alcohol in their blood. Also, in a study conducted in Memphis, Tennessee, researchers found that of 150 reckless drivers who were tested for drugs at the arrest scene, 33% tested positive for marijuana, 12% tested positive for both marijuana and cocaine. So, Blue Star, thanks for that. We have some other research to back a little bit of that up. It's interesting because I know that I have people on the other side of that that will tell me different numbers, too. David in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, David.
Hello, President Kate.
Yeah. In our lifetime, I would not be elected president, but thank you for that. What's up?
First I want to say I feel bad for the people over there in New Zealand with the earthquake. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, this issue about alcohol and drugs and alcohol and smoking, they should go back to the way before the Prohibition days with the alcohol, number one.
Way before the Prohibition days. What are you talking about?
Where it was illegal to drink alcohol.
Right. So you're saying we should ban alcohol.
Ban alcohol. Don't have a problem with nicotine because it's as bad as heroin trying to get off of it.
Yes.
Because I smoke, okay? And pot, you're right. It does affect people differently. But, I believe that I would think that they need to legalize pot. Just pot, nothing else.
So the scorecard for you is scratch alcohol, pot legalize, and smoking is like nicotine. Nicotine is so addictive, you got to just leave it.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Kate. My father is almost 64 years, or almost 65 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He'd been smoking since he was in high school, when they allowed you to smoke in high school.
Right.
He did not quit until just recently, supposedly. I can't confirm or deny it because he's good at hiding things. But he has said that he has been almost 2 months without nicotine. He said he was ready to quit. That's why he quit, supposedly. I can tell you from experience, I have been smoking not as long as him. And every time I try to quit, I have people within 2.5 weeks tell me, what brand of cigarettes do you smoke? And I'd have an empty pack showing what to remind me, hey, this is what I smoked.
Right.
They would go out and buy me at least two packs of cigarettes and say, we would rather you smoke because we can't handle you without you. My mother, in fact, has told me that if I ever were to quit, she'd have to put me in a rehab for 30 days or better for me to quit.
Well, I get you. I get you on the nicotine thing and how tough that is. And here's the thing with alcohol, though. I don't think I would ban alcohol. I mean, this is a personal responsibility thing. Look at like somebody like me. I don't drive drunk. I don't drive while I'm drinking. But guess what? I make wine and I have a glass of wine occasionally, or I have a few beers or whatever. But I don't.
I understand that. But there's way too many people out there that don't really give a flip.
Right.
It's kind of like the issue you were saying. It affects, pot affects people differently. This is a proven fact. Some people, when they are on pot, do not need to drive or do anything. They need to go grab them something to eat and then go to bed. Same thing. I mean, pot and alcohol are basically they have the same effects on people. On some people, it affects them differently, but it's similar to this. They have the same similar effects. Because that I can pull you up a study. I won't do it in the chat room or here, but I will find out where that is. They've done a study where alcohol and pot have the same effect,
right?
But one's legal and one's illegal.
Right, I got you, David. We got to fly because we got Tomas in Michigan waiting in the wings. But you can't do this. This is the thing. If you're going to outlaw alcohol and pot, then you got to do them both. I don't see how you scratch one or the other. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah. Hold on. Wow, this is like Delaney on iAmerica. I mean, tonight, Delaney. Ooh. Wow. Anyway, I think we should just legalize everything and then. And then tax
sort it out
and make it legal and make people pay, but not too much so that they can have a happy life, man. And anyway, so yeah. Woo. Anyway, I was going to talk about the budget, but you know, it's been a
Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke pot and drive. Don't do anything and drive. Just focus on the road and the idiots around you who are texting because they're just as dangerous.
Right. You know, there ought to be a chip that once that chip goes inside a car, it deactivates the mobile phone. You know, it just deactivates it.
Yes.
And when you put your hands on the steering wheel, it tests the blood right there. And if, you know, if you have too much alcohol or too much something else in there, you can't drive the car. I mean, you know they got the technology, okay? You know they got, I mean, come on. We put like 12 men on the moon half a century ago or more.
Right. All right.
So don't tell me you can't, you know, come out with technology that, you know, makes the car drunk driver proof.
But, yeah, now we're talking about Tomas. That was great. That was good stuff. Thanks. We're talking about cutting people off of their mobile phones, putting a chip in there. So basically, what are you going to do when you drive? I was at a seminar today where there were people that said that they have to drive because when they're driving, they're coming up with their best ideas for speeches and for work situations. So they get in the car to drive to think. Maybe we need to outlaw that too.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.